Welcome in, everybody. It is the Gamecocks, the show. We are live from the mountains to the sea in the great state of South Carolina, coast to coast, nationwide and worldwide via the Chief Sports Network app. I am Phil Mad Dog Mullinax, cutting through the orange fog of the upstate of South Carolina. And as always, my co-host, J.C. Sherbert. Welcome in, J.C.
Welcome in, Phil.
Yeah.
What's going on? This is Wide Open Wednesday on Inside the Gamecocks, the show where we take questions from all comers. We like doing that, especially on this portion of the show. We like to do it. And Phil's got this nice little background. I never noticed that the ITG logo holograms are up there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's just kind of nice. A little faded wall in the background there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, we were talking about Waffle House orders at 1 a.m. during the crosstalk, and I'm just going to go back and read some of these because they're awesome. Quantrell thoughts about Megan, who made Rob's order at Waffle House. Me and Phil, whenever we talk about TR, that's, we always say Traveler's Restaurant, like TR.
And now it's all bougie as hell.
Yes, it's apparently, I saw this thing about average home prices in Greenville County, and TR was actually up there quite a bit.
Yeah, it's helping drive the train.
Yeah. So, so Pimple and a Blimp's never made it to the Waffle House.
What?
I don't know. It's just never made it. Harrison chimes in, the Texas patty melt with hash browns. Yeah, I put, I do, like, okay, so sometimes you'll get Texas toast at some at places. It's not really Texas toast. Waffle House does it right. So I do make my sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich Texas whenever I'm at Waffle House. They can't have Waffle House in Chicago, especially certain parts of the city. Could you imagine?
Oh, my. Yeah.
Oh, my God. There's certain areas in Chi-Town that I don't know that a Waffle House would last too long.
You'd have to run it behind, you know, like a bulletproof bank. It'd have to be like going to the drive-through bank.
Plus, how bad doing business in the state of Illinois is. I mean, so bad the Chicago Bears are literally leaving.
And going, right. Yeah. All-star specials, $29.99.
I mean, to get to Hammond, Indiana, where the Bears Stadium is probably going to go, you literally go through one stoplight from the south side of Chicago and you're there. I mean, it's right there. But they're not willing to, you know, because of the state of Illinois. Mm-hmm. Stupid. But, so yeah, I don't know about that. All right. So let's just, before I get into the Waffle House stuff, let me just talk about this thing. Okay. So number one, there is absolutely not a deal done with Kevin Schnall to be the next head baseball coach at the University of South Carolina. That's just not happened. It's just not, it's not factual to say that. And that's nothing against anybody. I appreciate it. I think it's a likely scenario, what's been laid out. We know that it could happen. Actually, we think it's probably the most likely thing to happen. But I'm telling you, don't take it and run with it. Don't. You know, some of these guys, you know, I guess who, I don't know who Brad is, that which Brad it is, tweeted Kevin Schnall to South Carolina is about as good as a college baseball hire Jeremiah Bamani could have made. Is it? I don't know why he would say that based on, you know, even like Kornblut did not even report it from his, or he quoted a radio guy,
right?
Alan Smothers, I think I know who he is, and I'm not questioning his intel at all. This is not a, I knew more than you do, man. I mean, I hate when people do that. I we had to wait. You know, it doesn't matter. I mean, you guys don't. I don't care. I mean, obviously, when you're in the media business, you like to break news, but it doesn't matter to me who gets it. Hell, I'll be glad to start talking about something else. Right. You know, I mean, I'm not. This is not that. I'm just, you get, what I worry about is people get ahead of this. Then it's not Schnall, and all of a sudden it looks like something fell through at the last minute. Then we have to answer questions about what fell through. Well, nothing, because it was never done.
What happened? You know? Was the done deal. Well, you see, it wasn't a done deal. Right, yeah.
So that's the unfortunate, but that's okay. You know, nobody's mad at anybody. Nobody's going to mad at anybody. So, Anyway, but yeah, I mean, I don't know why there's the rush to commentary without knowing that it's done, because I'll guarantee you this too. There is another candidate in the mix for the job.
One would hope.
I don't know that it's likely that that person is the pick, but there is another candidate, you know, I mean, and it's not, they're not that far down the road. And it's not just me saying it or JB saying it. I mean, we've a lot of folks that Gamecock Central guys have checked with their guys too. I believe the old Big Spur said the same thing today. They don't expect an announcement today. So I just wanted to clear the air on that. And it's okay. You can continue to ask me questions about it. I'm not mad at anybody, but I'm just trying to tell the truth. And if you guys still have questions about it, we can answer them. I'm not saying don't bring it up. I'm just saying, man, you know, it ain't done. It ain't done. And as long as there's a chance it will not be Kevin Schnall and it will not get done, I ain't saying it's done.
Right.
I mean, I'm just not, you know. And I'm not even saying it's 98% of the way there. I'm just saying it's the most likely scenario as of today. Lawrence says, with Arge committing to Texas A&M and the other kid committed to Georgia Tech, should we have malpressed harder for Desmond Malpress? It's hard to say. I like Desmond Malpress, but I had to kind of deep dive into his film to do it. There's things I like about him on film, like I said, that were not just obvious. Jacksonville, Florida does have a high bust rate. I don't think you should hold that against players. I don't think South Carolina does. You know, if there are financial considerations, though, I can't imagine Clemson breaking the bank on a high school player. That's just not what Dabo does. But, you know, Lauren, I guess to answer that question, we'll probably know about it in a couple of years. If the kid goes to Clemson, he's all ACC, all American, and he sacks the Gamecock quarterback at Williams-Brice, then yeah, maybe, maybe. But you have to make decisions in recruiting these days, and you have to make the best decisions based on the overall plan and all that, not so much based on one individual, because you're going to have guys that you could have had that you don't take that are going to end up being good. That's the nature of the sport. But the second part of that is what you don't want to have happen is that adds up. Like you're looking back in 6 years and there's seven guys that you could have had that you didn't take. I mean, man, The Athletic had a big article. They went through, it was kind of, you know, it was one of the few times I've seen The Athletic write something on recruiting. Manny Navarro wrote it, and he's really good. The biggest recruiting find that all the Power Four teams had had. South Carolina's was DJ Wonnum. DJ Wonnum was committed to Indiana. Now, look, that doesn't mean what it does today. Indiana was bad. But at the time, the Indiana staff could find players pretty well. Muschamp went and flipped him, and he played right away and ended up getting drafted. And, you know, the year he was kind of in and out of the lineup hurt in 18, they really missed him. DJ Wonnum was a good, really good player. And he played early. He was a hell of an eval. Clemson's was Jordan McFadden, the dormant offensive lineman they flipped from Virginia Tech, who I never thought, even Clemson people were a little fuzzy about him. Dude, he plays for the Chicago Bears.
Yep.
Jordan McFadden. You go, Jordan. You go, boy. Spartanburg County. And so, you know, so that's interesting. And I saw Zay Flowers in there. Man. All right, so Zay was not from South Carolina, but Arturo Freeman was his coach, and Gamecock begged South Carolina to take him. Now, in fairness, nobody else took him. He ended up Boston College, but, man, that you know, some of those lean years at receiver, they could have used Zay Flowers badly, big time. And so that's it. But, yeah, so we'll find out the answer to that, Lauren. You know, like, and just because I like a player doesn't mean he's good. I mean, I was thinking about it today. I mean, just like anybody in the rankings business, I've had some good rankings. And I've probably been right more than wrong, but I've been wrong a lot. So don't, I mean, I'm not saying don't listen to me because I need a job. Right. but you know, it's not gospel. It's not gospel. So, more Waffle House. Quantrill wants the pecan waffle.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan says Alan Smothers hash browns.
Alan Smothers.
I like that. Smothers. Smothered hash browns. Philip says birch chili is a dipping sauce. I'm trying to think, birch chili with a little toast, Phil?
Yeah, I've never had birch chili on its own. Like, I've always had it on the hash browns. So, yes. I don't know. Maybe. I could see that. What are you dipping in it? The toast, I guess? I wouldn't put my
maybe a little toast. Maybe a little toast. Waffles with pecan waffle is goated. Yeah. If I were to eat a waffle, the pecan waffle from Waffle House would probably be pretty good. Matt says scattered, smothered, covered, and chunked.
That's Ethan how rolls in these days. Yeah.
Double hash with hash browns with cheese and ketchup. Matt's got to have the chunk. Jeff says just left TR high. Now, that could mean one of two things. TD likes the chocolate chip waffle.
The chalky chip waffle.
Craiger wants his hash browns extra crispier. There's no go. No go. Matt says, gotta love JC, Waffle House, and Strip Club Talk Crosstalk. Yeah, it's always interesting.
I mean, that's why you're tuned in every day.
Quantrill says, shout out to the SMC Pioneers. Can't believe they're a four-year school now. Yeah.
Oh.
Hado roll. Now, this is a good one from Hado. God, y'all make me hungry every show.
I know. This is really getting to me, too.
Double cheeseburger with a triple side of hash browns and ketchup and mayonnaise and a side of bacon.
Wait a minute.
That's going hard in the paint right there.
That right there is wild. Like mayo on the hash browns is what I'm assuming this means.
It's like Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, like that's some French Canadian stuff right there. That's yeah.
Oh man, 346 is ketchup's great on everything, especially scrambled eggs. I'm funny about my eggs. Craig told Hado to call an ambulance.
Call an ambulance. How many heart attacks have you had?
Hado says ambulance may be needed, Craig, but it's worth it. And then I got up at this point to take a call, and he said, "JC with emergency diarrhea." I had no idea. I like exited stage left.
So after good.
Somebody talked about putting mayonnaise on their hash brown, that was great timing. If you're in the chat box,
like, oh, excuse me,
Killer Enterprises chat box. Waffle houses where Matt is are only takeout at night now. Sucks.
What? They no okay, so they have one in downtown Greenville now that's like that. It does not stay open 24 hours a day, which I think is just sacrilege.
Craiger says he's never had a waffle at the Waffle House. You know, it was years before I had an actual waffle at the Waffle House. They're actually good waffles, kind of thin, not real thick.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Not bad.
Good. Mm-hmm. Matt says, while you're keeping tally, you got to keep track of JC's bringing up different strip clubs. Yeah, I can. I haven't been to a strip club since 2017. And the only reason I know it was 2017 was because it was after the Baylor, South Carolina Sweet 16 game. We went downtown Greenville, me and a buddy and his girlfriend at the time had watched it. We had this bright idea to go to this place. And we were in there about 5 minutes and got kicked out. Man. Oh, Caddyshack would never get old. Clockweed says you can't get Thurston and Muffy in Virginia to care about the Who's. Why did they think the game would be a draw in Brazil? What happened? Did they cancel it? I was up.
Yes, the game has been canceled and now rescheduled to go back to be playing, or they're going to play it in Charlottesville, where it should have been and stayed all along. I have no idea. I don't. Yeah. Brazil was that
classic ACC football.
Yeah. I mean, just yeah. Cause there's some, I don't know. There's some organization was running it called Athlete Advantage, which is what they claim to be a sports revenue solutions company.
Mm. Isn't that they're involved with NIL.
They are. It's branding, student athletes, brands. Yeah. It's another profit center that was created to, you know,
sure,
glean the money off of the kids.
Meanwhile, the rest of us, you know. Gary asked if you guys thought about the new men's basketball commitment and new coach. I'll say this. I think Juan Fernandez, the commitment, speaking of, well, he's not Brazil. He's from Argentina, but he's in the Spanish league. I think if you're looking for a player that could be a potential star, like who's your star player? Everybody's got a star player. Last year was Beachy Johnson. Year before it was Colin Murray Boyles. You know, some teams have multiple star players, but you need at least one. And if you don't want to like project it out, like, well, Camden Heidi, if he takes this many threes, will average this and he'll be good. Or if Corey Mincy can handle the point guard and still shoot, you know, if this guy to me is not really an if. Now he's unique. He's different. Like he isn't like most of your 6'11 dudes in the SEC. I mean, you see his film. He's got some skill to him. But I think that's very unique and kind of fits what Lamont Paris likes to do. So I like him a lot. Steve Smith's a guy I've always liked. I thought it was kind of unfair what happened to him at Clemson with Zion Williamson stuff. Mm. Getting out there, got a great reputation within the state. And I like the balance with the guy they got from Ole Miss. He's kind of the international guy. And I said this, they need guys that can find players. Steve Smith can find players. So, you know, optimistic. Those two additions make me a little bit more optimistic about this coming season. I still think it's too much money. And I think, but that's not just South Carolina. That's everywhere. I you know, and I was talking to somebody that's in athletics administration today, actually. And we were talking about basketball, and I'm like, it's not going to be a revenue sport anymore. They're not going to turn a profit. He's like, well, none of it, nobody is. You brought up Florida and how that's not going to turn a profit, you know, that because the TV deal for basketball is like everything else is what drives it. So you're not making, you're actually going into the red the more you spend on that. That you talk about unsustainable. That's not sustainable. Basketball, well, they're doing basketball now, is not sustainable.
Yeah.
And what I would do is let the three or four schools that really, really care about it go ahead and buy up all the talent. Because when you get to the tournament, you could beat them anyway.
Right.
Yeah. There's nothing that says if you got a good coach and a pretty good team in the tournament, you can't get hot and beat them. And I just let them do it. And then everybody else is kind of on the same page to get these prices down. Because what's the point of spending all that money? You know, if your margins, and I mean, you can spend pretty good money in football and still make a lot of money, not basketball.
No.
And the per player amounts for basketball are insane. I mean, guys, so anyway, that's not a Carolina problem, though.
No. So,
but I do. I like those moves. I like those moves. And then once I found out Sam Decker was a player dev guy and not a guy that's got to go out and recruit and stuff. I like that one better too. I was initially like, that's not going to move the needle. But as a player dev guy, you know, trust him. Quantrell says the Big Ten commissioner has mob ties. Tony Petitti. Craiger's pronouncing Pretty Bird, Pretty Bird. Craiger says Black Crows play in Augusta tomorrow. I was at Counting Crows in Hammond, Indiana. the Festival of the Lake is what they call it. And a couple in front of me, like, they thought they were drunk. And they thought, they were like, we're going to play Halo Fame at Midnight. You can't. I was like, that's the Black Crows, dude.
Wrong.
Wrong Crows.
Wrong Crows. Wrong Crows.
Can you imagine? Because it's a different type of music.
It's a totally different vibe.
Different vibe, Black Crows and County Crows. I'm like, they must be like, what are these guys doing? You know, I mean,
must be some new stuff.
The most, you got like Mr. Jones.
That's
what hyped up they get. And it's like, wow. So Roger from Woodruff is in the house. Want to say hi, Jay.
What's up, Roger?
Roger. Wife calls Jay Frew a sportsaholic, but when it comes to reading, I barely read any sports books. I like a good sports book every now and then. The first one I read was Bootlegger's Boy by Barry Switzer back in the day. I think my dad or mom got it for me. Hmm. I've read Elvis Don't Like Football by Jerry Glanville. I read Spurrier's book, right shortly after he retired. I read Lou Holtz's book right after he retired from South Carolina. I will read
The Spurrier Effect.
Brent Sylvia's book. Yeah. The Spurrier Effect, which you can pre-order on Amazon. I read Brent Sylvia's other book that he wrote about him and his dad going to games. I love that one. But I'm with you. Like, if you look at my Audible, like as I listen to books tonight, it's all history, politics. I'm into the Roman Empire right now. And like the history of Thailand because of my wife.
Oh, right on. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then politics. So Jeffrey says clowns are people too. Jeffrey comes back and says, you make a great point. MSU will be a dog fight. I hope it's not. But I think the perception of that game is going to be a little different than the reality. So,
yeah.
Come on, a blimp never made it to Wild Vals because he's passed out. I've been there too.
Okay. Yeah, it happens. Sometimes
I'd be mad in the car. I'd be mad if somebody, even back in the day, Phil, he's been with me when we've started I'd always start it. I'd always start the waffle. I'd plant the seed.
Let's go. Right.
Yeah. And I would slowly build momentum to us going. And it'd be like 12:15. Somebody didn't want to go. Yeah. We'll have a couple more beers. I'd intentionally not bring it up for an hour. They're like, how about the Waffle House now? Yeah. Let's go. Usually it's Phil's wife driving.
Hey, he's not wrong. Back in the day.
Oh, because we're just all good friends. Got a group of us, you know. Good friends. And Phil be with us too once he came along. You know,
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Hanging out. So TD says thank you. Roger says, Phil, do you see Danny Ford's son is running for commissioner of agriculture?
Oh my. I
thought it was the old man at first. How about
that? That's crazy.
Will ask, what's taking so long with the search? I don't think it's taken.
Yeah, it's not that long.
It'll be a decision by Friday, is my opinion. Maybe sooner. Or not a decision, but there'll be an announcement. So, would it have been maybe ideal to have it done in a day? Yeah. But you want to get the best person. So here we go. Will said all the talk has been that if it's Schnall, it would be done quickly. When does that date pass? Yeah, I wanted to be careful about that because a lot of people ask because they automatically expect because, you know, just to rock and roll in one or 2 days, and that could have happened. I've said with Schnall, give it the week. Because what you don't want to do is, you know, there's people have jobs, family stuff, things like that. You know, if you're going to have this, everybody's got to kind of get on the same page. You don't want logistics to kind of make it seem like, you know, that's why I've never put a date on it. Now, there was a 48 to 72 hour window starting yesterday and ending tomorrow where I was like the Schnall zone, so to speak.
The Schnall zone.
So to speak. But I think either way, it could be done by Friday.
Yeah, that'd be good.
It's not dragging out, Will. If it gets into next week, then perhaps it has drug out a bit.
You got to figure, I mean, if Schnall's the pick, right, then you're talking about if he had his druthers, I would imagine more than doubling the support staff. So you're going to have to get that cleared.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a ton of negotiation. It's just like you just really have to kind of. I mean, you just have to understand it's a business deal. It's a move, you know, both sides. Okay, Big Slam Pajama says the internet generally makes people discard reason. Yeah, and I don't think anybody that expected something by today, it's Wednesday, you know, is impatient or out of line, Wills. You know, to me, I'm not saying you're saying that, Big Slammer, but you're right. It's like, yeah. And then when unfortunately something comes out like that, it's good. It makes things. I mean, I don't know. If it's Schnall, it ends up being Schnall, great. But I'm telling you right now that that won't be a Nostradamus pick. That'll be like you got lucky. That goes. I wish I could say it. I wish I could be like, yeah, woohoo, Schnauball.
Coming on board. Let's go. 100%.
Cam's got a good question about Shane Beamer and the hot seat. We'll talk about that coming back. You talked about things that are unfortunate. Unfortunate, but not something that Phil, anybody can really be mad about. That's just, you knew those. I mean, I knew it as soon as they did not get to a bowl.
Like, yeah, as soon as you're not leading A&M,
I was like, what's going on this list? I mean, it's just. We'll talk about that. More questions. Wide Open Wednesday on the show continues. We'll be back after this.
Welcome back, everybody, inside the Gamecocks, the show on a Wide Open Wednesday. McKellar Enterprises chat box is hopping today, JC. It has been all day. I know everybody's eagerly awaiting the announcement of a baseball coach, which is not imminent, nor is it expected to happen at any moment.
It's not going to be. You're not going to know anything today. I mean, I'm sorry. So,
I love how, like, even in the, because it's all Phil Kornblut's fault. Like, you know.
Oh, come on.
I know. But he's just quoting, you know, somebody on ESPN radio who was so firm in their commitment that he used ambiguous language like shortly. Well, what does shortly mean? That's all relative, right? 10 years is shortly to a Galapagos tortoise.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the deal there.
Good. Do you need to take another phone
call? I'm just...
I'm trying to keep up with these. What's going
on? I mean, we've got other things to do here besides talk, but I have to do it because nobody else does.
Got it.
Not that I've asked anybody, but maybe I should. Anyway, Shane Beamer and the hot seat talk. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Back to I knew it was going to happen. I knew it was going to be unfortunate. I don't necessarily agree with. So. Here's my thing. Obviously, you have to have three losing seasons in 4 years. Normally, things aren't working out, right? Although, Lamont Paris had three losing seasons in 4 years and still came back. I do not think there are the funding issues with football with Shane Beamer that there was with basketball, though. The systemic issues, if you will. Football gets just about anything it wants. There's no fix. I mean, the fix was made when they spent $11 million revamping the staff and money upgrading the roster. Now, what does 6-6 or 5-7 look like? If you have massive injuries, sometimes you say there's massive injuries. It would be unfortunate. But I think the window for football, and this is maybe why I said I didn't agree with Lauren earlier about, 27 being better. I think all the good players are going to be there in 26. Beyond that, you're fighting the draft and maybe some other stuff. I almost think that going 4-8 last year, not having a good year was fortunate because a lot of guys, I think, have a lot of pride. And we're like, I'm just going to come back and we can. It's like when you do something and you fail, I can do better than that, And then the next thing, you get up there and you're rocking and rolling, Do over, mulligan. It's just largely a mulligan. I think they have to have a winning season. They have to go to postseason play again. As far as any kind of record, it kind of just depends on how that record looks. Who are the wins against? Who did you lose to? All that. Shane Beamer's done a great job of beating good teams while he's here. He's faced the toughest SEC anybody's faced since he's, been here. Not that it wasn't tough for Will Muschamp and Steve Spurrier and Lou Holtz and everybody else, because it is. Absolutely. But Now you got 9 games.
Yeah, right, yeah. What if you go 7-5 and lose 5 yeah. games to playoff teams?
The right? only thing a little easier for Beamer, frankly, is that Clemson isn't a national championship level team anymore. So that rivalry, and it's just a fact, the best team normally wins. Who's better? This team's better. Okay, they're going to win. You know, that just happens in that rivalry. Clemson's usually the better team, so they've usually won. But yeah, he hadn't faced the Clemson teams that, like, Muschamp faced, you know. Muschamp faced every really, I mean, God.
The national championship run.
It's like, oh, would he take the job? Oh, hey, come replace Steve Spurrier at South Carolina. You've got 22 guys that are even SEC-level football players right. on the roster. 29 guys are going to transfer, and only 2 of them are going to ever play football at any level again. It's a third of the roster. And then, oh, by the way, you're going to have a down year when your starting quarterback gets hurt in year 4. And you have to start a true freshman and go 4-8. And then in year 5, when your schedule is finally, you know, picking up and you have a good offensive coordinator, finally, you're going to hire your buddy Mike Bobo. He's going to come be the offensive coordinator. Great. That's good. Oh, a global pandemic is going to hit. You're going to get, instead of opening with Coastal Carolina, East Carolina, and Vanderbilt, you're going to have to open with Tennessee and Florida. And yeah. by the way, they're going to be pretty good.
10 straight SEC games.
And 10 straight SEC games with players opting out every single week. And you're going to get 7 games to prove yourself, and then you're out. Oh, and by the way, Clemson, during your time there, will be winning 2 national championships and playing for another one.
Will reach the pinnacle of its history in football.
And it's like Eddie Murphy. I know you're 7. I know you're 7. I know you replaced Urban Meyer at Florida. I know you replaced Urban Meyer at Florida. I mean, ooh.
Tough draw. Tough
deal. Yeah, because somebody on X the other day is like, who's the worst football coach that your school's ever had? Somebody tweeted a picture of Muschamp, and I'm like, you must not have been around.
You're not very old.
Not very old, are you? I guess it was Brad Crawford. Ethan says, could a team like Florida or Arkansas be working behind the scenes for Snow? No. There's nothing going on like that. I guarantee you. I mean, they're just, I mean, Dave Van Horn. Yeah. All right. So this is a good question, though, Ethan. So I'll put this back. That's not the holdup is not necessarily on, like, I'll just say that there's 2 sides to this. There's a South Carolina side and there's a Kevin Schnall side. I don't, you know, and I don't know that it's fair to call it a holdup. I'm just saying that, you know, like I said, there's another candidate involved. So we'll see. It ain't going to last. I was told earlier, that it's not, you know, and I think JB, it's not going to get past Friday on either end.
No.
Like I will be surprised if Carolina goes into the weekend without a new head coach, based on what I was told. Micah, I knew I would hear from him. The idiots running the SEC and Big Ten are ruining the future of college football into the ground unless they have a real plan. I don't think they do, man. I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, there's no plan.
I can't talk about all that in 8 minutes. I'd like to end with a smile. Ethan said, I'm sure they're in the negotiating stage and Coastal may be trying to counter the offer. I actually know. I think Coastal's pretty much like, well, there's only so much Coastal can do. Blake said, don't look now, Phil, but the White Sox, yeah.
The White Sox broke the Cubs. That losing that series,
I know,
broke.
Had no tears.
I know. It's like, my goodness,
unbelievable. Matt's out on Lake Norman with his daughter with a kayak, listening to the show, hoping to catch a catfish. All right,
yeah, man,
that's awesome.
Might do some
this weekend. Oh my God, Mouser, you can buy Wendy's chili in a can at Dollar General.
Yeah, I saw that on the Walmart shelf the other day. I'm like, how about new?
I'm going to like, seriously, like the other day we were talking about Wendy's and how the quality dropped. So I was like, I think I'll give Wendy's a try. No. I'm done.
I'm done. It's over.
I'm out on Wendy's because they messed up the spicy chicken sandwich that I loved. They said, this is we've improved the spicy chicken sandwich. No, you didn't.
No.
Mm-mm. The chicken now is much more like what you used to get when it was chicken salad day at the school cafeteria.
Oh, my.
Mm. If I want a chicken sandwich like that, I'm ordering Burger King. I'll just be honest, because they have that stupid chicken. I like that stupid chicken at Burger King.
Chicken.
I ain't eating the stupid. I was like, why did you do this, Wendy's? It's not better. It's on a better bun.
I'm out. A brioche bun or something like that.
And right? Now that I found out they're selling their chili in a can at Dollar General, I'm out completely. Dave Thomas is rolling over in his grave, and the Where's the Beef lady is giving you the bird from heaven right now.
That's right. Both of them. Double barrel.
And Micah, this does make your point. Micah's got a point about Waffle House. That's who's running college football now. The same type of mindset and idiots that are ruining things like Wendy's and Southwest Airlines. Those types of people. I don't know it just baffles me. And Micah does say the best Waffle House is when it hits you right before you head out. So you get the full Waffle House experience. That is a full experience. I don't know. Bryce Tundar. I'll just call him Bryce 6395. Not much of a hockey fan, but man, that was a good game of the game one Stanley Cup last night. Yeah, hockey's fun. Yeah. Hockey's better when you see. I always hear it's better when you see it in person. I'm gonna one of these days go to the Blackhawks. Smith says dangerous area if it's takeout at the Waffle House. Micah says, I know I married up based on how me and my wife relate to Waffle House. I grew up on it. She didn't. Will said, shocked to get people in Brazil aren't excited for Virginia NC State. Carruthers, does this mean we can't go to Sao Paulo now?
That's right.
Oh, yes, Tipton. We'll be an old Charlottesville, old boy. Your ascot good? Oh, yes. Will you be bringing the wine or the cheese today? How about those scrumptious little crackers?
I guarantee you half the people who already booked hotels and flights are just going to sell their season tickets to North Carolina State fans. Be half that stadium. That's right.
Oh, my God. This is a great story for Quantrill. Dude. Quantrill.
Nice.
He says, last time I was at a strip club was 2018, and I woke up with a bouncer escorting me out, and I was holding a plate of biscuits and gravy. Yes.
So good.
Amazing. I agree with Micah. College football trying to copy NFL international stupid. Yeah, it's just all about money. And I didn't know that Athletes First was involved with that. That makes total sense that crap was.
Yeah. They're the ones who announced that something fell through, right?
Or they're the ones, too. They're going to be the union for the – I think that's the right group.
No. Or at least they're vying for it, you know, or may not be the union, but they might be like the agency, like the preferred one, I guess, because that's what their thing is marketing and branding. And I don't know. It makes me sick to my stomach looking at their website.
Cockweed says Juan Fernandez makes the coffee everyone is drinking at Waffle House taste better. Valdez. Krager said the Claremont Lounge was the last trip. We didn't make it to the Claremont Lounge with me and Phil and everybody. We were in Atlanta. That was our next stop, and it was like, after Johnny's Hideaway.
We went a little hard in the paint.
Oh, Jeffrey just left Rivers TR High, but like high school.
I've left TR High a few times.
Me too. But I'm at Riverside High now. They're digging up the football field to put down artificial turf. Awesome. Does JC or anybody comment on Brad Crawford's tweet? Yes. I mean, that's obviously his opinion on a potential hire, hypothetical hire, but it's not happened. I will say it's like, I'm still putting high odds on it, but I mean, and it's not just me. Don't just listen to me. Bradford, Clark, Mitchell, Little, all have said the same thing. So, Kendall Rogers has not reported this. Breaks a lot of the baseball news in college.
Yeah, national baseball folks are not.
There's not a whole ton of them, and they're all tied in. So. Yeah. Oh, goodness. Cockweet says, let us know when Schnall agrees in principle, JC. probably be JB that does that. But, you know, Craiger said Kentucky paid $6 or $7 million for the Iowa State shooter. Yeah, they didn't learn their lesson last year.
Wow.
So, Bobby Langer said Bobby Brown's book was a great book. Check that out. Oh, Big Slam of Gemma says that was in response to Crawford just running with a small thing, Schnall thing without confirmation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Will said, the thing is, they lose most of their star players this year. If you can't make a big step up this year, you may as well start over. Are you talking about football? Well, I mean, I'm with you. It's a window of opportunity. We'll see how it plays out. And I said this last year when expectations were high. I don't like putting arbitrary numbers on things. Well, they got to win 8. How did that 8 or 9 happen? If you win 7, but you have a rash of injuries, or you win, you know, it's a little different. Now, the outcome like last year where there were problems related to things other than players and roster and all that. Yeah, you can't have another year like that. Mm-hmm. See, 23, even though 23 happened, and it really wasn't coaching that year. It was really more just rash of injuries on the offensive line, mainly. And if you look at their edge position too that year, it was lacking. It was personnel. There was a lot of personnel issues that year. You can deal with that, especially when you're in your what year was that, 3? And you're 5-7. You blew one game you should have won. So you're close to getting to a bowl. It's a do-over, right? You know. Coming off this year, it's more of a mulligan, but expectations are, you know, they've made too many good moves for you to sit there and go, oh, well, they're rebuilding. They went from 4-8 to 5-7. That's improvement. That's progress. I don't think Shane Beamer is going to say that either.
No.
I don't think he's going to believe that.
No. The perception is the one glaring deficiency you had last year as a football team has been immediately reversed. So there you go.
It says, Big Slam of Jamma says, we often talk about players needing to take the next step developmentally. Where do you think Beamer needs to take the next step as a coach? A better plan on offense. And hopefully he's taking it.
Yeah.
So TD says, I feel like he's got to make the playoff. He boasted an interview they'd make it. So. Ethan says he's on the top 10 list of hot seats in Lindy's. Yeah, he's up there. It's going to happen. This is Beamer's last chance. Last chance to do what? You know. McJunkin says position to position, this team's more talented than 24 with better coaches and a bit easier schedule. There's no reason they shouldn't win 10-plus games. There's no reason they can't. That's true. Ethan said Lincoln Riley's number one. Lincoln Riley should have been fired. Right. But Southern Cal is sort of a quiet Florida State. You don't hear much about it, you know, because they're kind of out west. And,
yeah,
and they've won some. You know, it's not like they've been. I mean, they were in the playoff hunt last year. That job, though, with the money they put out on Riley, that's not the expectation to go 9-3. And it's the same problems that he had whenever he played a good team at Oklahoma.
True.
I mean, you know, so yeah, I get it.
Yeah. That's one of the major benefits of them being not in the Pac-12 anymore, because the narrative would be Riley can't win the big one against Oregon, blah, 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 for however many years. It'd be like the Harbaugh of the West Coast out there.
Yeah. Caleb says, I may have missed it. Thoughts on Jaden Bryant visiting this weekend? I think it's positive for South Carolina that he was over there last night. I think it's kind of a positive that they moved it up. I think, you know, having lost Fred Ards now, Edge comes into focus a little more. You know, they're not going to stop recruiting him. Do I expect an imminent flip from LSU after a visit this weekend? I wouldn't I wouldn't put that kind of those kind of expectations on it. If it happens, great. Would it shock me? No. Would it slightly surprise me? Yeah. Again, because of the hot seat talk, but he's an Irmo kid. You know, I think whenever a player's committed to another school and he's in your backyard, the more you can let him come to campus and have a good time, the better. The more he realizes, I don't need to go all the way to wherever. I can rock and roll right here. Hope is right. Quality has dropped a lot of fast food places. Bruin says, if we hire the Oklahoma State guy over all these other candidates. Well, the Oklahoma State guy is a good coach. I mean, their fans are not happy with him, but I read it, and it's a lot like some message boards out there.
Right.
Like, you have people that just are not message boards, probably more like the Twitter responses. They just want to fire the coach, and they have no logical reason why. Oklahoma State, hardly any NIL money at all for baseball, and they're on 11.7 scholarships. So the schools, and they still have made the tournament every year, but they're competing against – so they're basically got – whereas other schools don't have walk-ons, a lot of walk-ons anymore. They basically have a team full of walk-ons. So I think he's good. I think he's good. It'd be intriguing for him to see what he can do in a place like South Carolina. It's fully funded. So we'll see. Neth Jiwa is in, you know. So, and Big Slam, I didn't think it was a critical question. I think that the issue was that, I don't know why it was, but there was this tendency to go, you know, it's the aggressive, creative, and fun thing. Your special teams are aggressive, creative, and fun. The defense, aggressive, creative, and fun. Those things largely have worked. I'm not saying it's been perfect in both areas, but it never is in the SEC. Offense has just been a dumpster fire most years. Even in 04 and 24 and 22, when nobody's complaining after the season, there were some really, I mean, think about the Ole Miss game in 2024. And they held to a field goal at home. And think about the Florida game right before it turned in 2022 and some of those other games, Georgia. I mean, there's just in three different coordinators haven't been able to get it going. This is a departure from that. This Kendall Briles aligns more with like a fun on special teams, Clayton White defense kind of deal. So I like that. So I don't know. Beamer needs 8 wins. If it's 7, it better include Clemson or he needs to go. Cam says, seems not naughty and afraid to spend money to find a good coach based off the baseball circumstances. If he has to hire a new basketball or football coach, he has shown he will spend the money to make the hire. Unlike Tanner. I don't know, man. Board of Trustees was complaining about Tanner paying Lamont Paris what he did.
Right. Yeah, I mean.
They paid Paul Maneri, was South Carolina the highest paid baseball staff in America.
Yeah, I just didn't understand that. Talk about a waste of resources.
Alan Smothers has just commented on his original comment saying the announcement has been made. He's doubling down on his post.
The announcement has been made. By whom?
By who? I'd be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen anything.
Hey, if it's him, great. Congrats to Alan Smothers. I mean, it'd be very surprising to a lot of people. So, Quantrell wants to get on the Board of Trustees. Me and you both, man, when I move back, we'll talk about our strategy.
Got my vote, both of you. That'd be fun.
Will said Alan Smothers does have connections at Coastal.
He is what, Florence? I mean, that makes sense.
All right, add David Cloninger to the list of people that says they're talking to multiple candidates. Well, I'll say this about Coastal. Coastal people think he's gone, right? Coastal people also are kind of starting to think about who their next head coach is going to be. That tracks. But you have to understand there's a difference between, look, man, when there's been situations when certain coaches are hired where another coach thought he was getting it, and they've been putting together staff and the other schools got a list together and all this stuff because they thought he was going. So Harrison said, this is like when Michael Scott declared bankruptcy. Bruin, I don't think he's made his announcement to his players. I would be completely shocked if that's the case. You know. So, Big Slam of Gemma said they didn't need to pay Paul all that money anyway. Broad River Road ain't that expensive as a livestock. All right, we got to get out of here. JD says Lemonis is said to be going to Coastal already. Chris Lemonis could be in the mix for that job for sure. And if Schnall takes South Carolina, I would expect that to happen. Like I said, it's a likely, I mean, it's, I would say likely. And I hate stuff like this because, you know, if the scenario that is likely plays out, it's going to look like, you know, nobody's going to care when it actually was official. But I wouldn't be surprised if that's coming from the Coastal end of things, and, you know, unless something's changed in the last hour. You know, but that's Ed says excited about Matt Williams coming back as pitching coach. Yeah, opinions I found out are mixed on Matt. Some Carolina people aren't like.
I got Chance Miller's phone number. Let me just call him while we're on the air.
Just call Vic, call Chance. So what's up?
Hey, what's up? Come on.
What's going on, man? Anyway. All right. Oh, hey, men's basketball. There's one note. They're going to Cali. Going back to Cali. Hold on, I'll read this news real quick, Phil. So we can
yeah.
John Rothstein. So they will take part in the Acrisure Series in California with 28 total teams at the Acrisure Arena in Thousand Palms, California. In Coachella Valley. Here are the other teams. Southern Cal, Stanford, Arizona State, Utah State, Grand Canyon, Nevada, Oregon State, St. Louis, Santa Clara, Seattle, and Fresno State. They're in the same pot as Utah State, Arizona State, and Southern Cal. So it's the Gamecocks and a bunch of West Coast teams.
That's right.
Interesting. All right. For the Mad Dog, Phil Mullinax, J.C. Sherbert. Hopefully there'll be more to talk about the coach tomorrow or Friday. We'll be here. We'll be here for it. See you later, folks.